just in time for Halloween.
The Mummy.
But I'm talking about Mississippi's mummy, which is not nearly as terrifying as the mummies in the movies.
There's nothing on earth like the mummy.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
For about three decades, it was on display at the state capitol, a popular attraction for children who came to see the body of a young woman from a royal family in the Middle East.
Walk like an Egyptian.
The mummy came to the Department of Archives and History in the 1920s as part of a larger collection of Native American artifacts. People thought she was an Egyptian princess.
Lauren Miller is director of the Old Capitol Museum, which has been the mummy's home since 1961. Since it really didn't fit in with the other artifacts, which focused on Mississippi history, the mummy spent most of its time in storage.
She was displayed periodically for special events.
But no one had ever taken a close look at the mummy.
Is it human or inhuman?
In 1969, they learned the truth.
A medical student x-rayed the mummy and determined that she had a heart full of nails, was composed of animal bone, a German language newspaper, and papier-mâché.
It was a dummy mummy. Clay Williams with the Department of Archives and History says admitting the mummy was a phony was rather embarrassing.
Here we are, a renowned historical institution that have been displaying a fake mummy throughout all these years and saying it was real.
How does something like that happen?
Back in the 20s and 30s, Egyptology was such a big subject around the world, and I think fake mummies were something that were being created all over the place, and I just think somehow, some way, we got a hold of one, not knowing it was fake.
That could have been the end of the mummy. The museum could have gotten rid of it or packed it away forever. But Williams says the mummy's adoring public wouldn't allow that to happen. No matter where he went, when people found out where he worked,
it never failed. The first question that would come out is, what about that mummy?
There was a growing realization that even though it was exposed as a fake, the mummy had earned a spot in the hearts of many Mississippians.
Generations of people remember coming to Jackson to see this as an attraction, something you had to do on the bucket list type thing. I need to go see that mummy. And so because of that, it is not just a fake mummy that we put out, you know, just for kicks, but it is a part of our local history here, just as anything else is.
So for the past 10 years, Mississippi's dummy mummy has become a seasonal attraction at the museum. Having a bit of a sideshow quality, it's brought out every October while the state fair is in town.
We're going to go pretty prize in the place.
Instead of the bearded lady, you can come see the dummy mummy, I guess.
It's still a big hit with the kids, especially as Halloween approaches.
Old.
I thought it was actually real.
But not that scary.
No. Unless it came to life and started chasing us all over the places.
Where will we find the mummy?
In the rotunda at the old Capitol, but only for a few more days. And then
it goes back into storage basically for 11 months.
But one thing's for sure.
We will have her forever, and we're glad to continue to put her on display.